Well, we are back in the post-game show now, joined with the head coach of Red Lake Falls, Trevor Page. And coach, you may not be able to hear yourself, just as a heads up in the headphones, so if that throws you off, no worries. But just give me the initial thoughts on that one. Heck of a game here today. It felt like it was just a really good hockey game all around.
Yeah, not too bad. I guess, you know, I was expecting our guys to bring a little bit more than what we did. You know, I don't think we played a full 51 minutes, but we are dealing with a little sickness going around and some guys that are beat up. But so we'll take the W for sure.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you get a game like that where it's tough to get goals early. You only have three through the first two periods total. And then both teams, it seemed like, just started to kind of find it there, especially you guys in the third. What happened? I mean, other than obviously Gavin and Evan just making great plays as well, and Brock on that pass, too, was a great pass as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great pass by Siegs there. But, you know, I don't know what it is with this group of guys, but it always seems like our third period's been our best period almost every game so far this year, you know. And, you know, I thought that same as tonight, you know, or today. We brought the speed. I thought that was the best period. We brought the speed. You know, that's what I was saying. Where if we would have brought that the first two periods, it's probably not as close of a game. But their goalie played well. Definitely credit to him. He had some great saves there. But we just picked it up. You know, that's Evan. We kind of go off of him. He likes to take over that third, it seems like. So.
And then in net, I thought that Pacey did a really good job today as well. You know, it's going to look like just a normal stat line for a lot of goalies that get wins because the last one went in, so he let three. But overall, I thought he was tremendous, really gave you a great chance to win the game today.
Oh, definitely. You know, he made all the saves that we needed him to make tonight. And I think that second one he couldn't see. It was a little bit of the screen, but that's what we need from our goalies. You know, the saves that they need to make, and then he did come up with a couple, two, three big saves for us to either keep the lead or game tied there. So he was huge for us today.
And then the last question I'd have for you is you get ready here for the final stretch before the section tournament. And, I mean, you've kind of touched on it already. You got to put together a full 51 minutes. Is there anything else, though, that can take you to the next level and maybe make this a team that can make a deep run in the section tournament?
Well, it's like you said, and I've said it already here, and that's exactly what I just said in the locker room, is we need 51 minutes. I don't think we've had that in the game all year. We've had some games where we probably played 45 or something like that, but I think some teams are going to be scared of us, especially with the first line talent that we have. But like I've said, we need 51 minutes in the offensive zone, defensive zone, everywhere. So 51 minutes would be huge.
Appreciate the time. Congrats, coach.
Thank you.